Blog Talk Radio.
And also there's the whole, like, women issue. Did that change for you?
I've done pretty well in the female department growing up. so it was it definitely magnified it. It opened up.
Are you doing a hamada 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 hamada?
No, it's crazy. I've never had a girlfriend for the most part.
I've never had a girlfriend.
I've had girls that I've dated, that I've had deep feelings for, over the years. But I believe in karma. I have a sister. Mm-hmm. I never really wanted to do females wrong. You can't act like that. You can't treat.
So you don't want to treat any woman any differently than you'd want a man to treat your sister. 110%.
And I found this, this young lady,
That should be the rule for all of them.
It should be, right?
Yeah, that should be Michael B. Jordan's rule.
Good evening, everybody. You are tuned in to Yizer Victim Stoppers Radio, listening to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayana Muhammad. Tonight, we will be talking about interracial dating. Why or why not?
Ayana. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you know that was Michael Jordan, right? The guy from Panther. Black Panther.
Yes, girl, he's so fine. Okay, that's not what we're talking about. Go ahead.
And all the stuff that he's been dealing with in the media with the fact that he is an African-American actor who dates a white woman.
Yeah, that's what was said I read an article or something where they were like, people was talking about boycotting Black Panther, which I am not going to do because I can't wait to see that movie. Because But now I did hear, so it was a couple of conflicting stories. Number one was I heard that that's what they were saying was to boycott it. But just for our listeners to know, I also read another article that said that that was, like, not a real article and nobody is really saying boycott the movie. But we do know that we have a tendency to do that. Black women will do some stuff like that. So I don't really care who you date. Yes, because my thing is, to be honest, I want to give him my phone number, but I don't really care who he dates. It doesn't really bother me. Like, I don't care.
And he's not the first Black actor who's dated a white woman. He's not the first Black anybody who's dated a white woman. So
it ain't
going to
be
boycott this movie because he's dating a white woman. That was the most ignorant thing that I heard. It made no sense to me.
It's so crazy because, interracial dating is like, it's a touchy subject. In 2018, it's still a touchy subject. Let's just be honest.
But why? Because this goes all the way back to the slave days. And
right.
You can't really call them interracial dating back then, but there was some damn sure some interracial mingling. It was tapping of the other body parts together back in the day.
Look,
so,
either warranted or unwarranted. Absolutely.
Right. Why are we still talking about this in 2018? Why is it still an issue?
I'm going to tell you why.
Where it's so big that we're talking about it on Victim Stoppers Radio.
Let me tell you why. First of all, I found out that in Alabama. Yes, Alabama.
Did you say Alabama?
I said Alabama. I found online, it says Alabama Interracial Marriage Amendment, also known as Amendment 2, was on the ballot in Alabama on November 7th, 2000. 2000, because it was still illegal to do in Alabama. So,
and what, in every city of Alabama,
right,
or was it the whole entire state? It was like you cannot have a white or Black or Mexican or whatever boyfriend or girlfriend ever if you live in Alabama. Are you serious? And they got residents? People still live in Alabama?
Yeah. It prohibited interracial marriages. Now, let's just be honest. I know that crime has been committed on several occasions in Alabama. Okay. So it was voted in or not before 2000, it was happening. I don't know why. Why is it that we as black women will say, I can't believe he with a white woman, right? But Serena Williams went and got her white man, and everybody was like, go on, girl, with the come up and, you know, high-fiving and, oh, your baby's so cute. And why do we flip it that way? I don't understand that. What is that about?
Lord, I'm still stuck on in Alabama. You can't marry nobody outside your. No, hold on. Did you have the law in front of you?
No, I know it has. It was just proposed to repeal Article 1B, Section 102 of Alabama Constitution, which prohibited interracial marriages. That's what was on the ballot in 2000. That it was still
prohibited. That is ridiculous.
I'm sure they let it through, but it was still prohibited up until 2000. But I don't know.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever dated outside of your race?
No, I have. When you say dating, right? No, honestly, seriously, trying to date somebody outside my race, I have not. I haven't.
Would you date somebody outside your race?
I'll say this. You know, I like to be honest with the people because, you know, the people be listening. I think at one point in my life, I would probably say, no, I would never date outside my race. I want to marry me a black man and blah, blah, blah. You know, all of that pro-black and blah, blah, blah stuff, right? But where I'm at right now, I think I'm probably more open to dating outside of my race than I have been before. But I still have to be honest and say, he got to be the bomb. I don't know why. Because
why would you consider? How did you flip from no, I wouldn't to I may, but it has to be this? And we're not just talking about dating a white man. I'm saying outside of your race is anybody who is not African American.
African American, yes, absolutely. That's where I'm at. That's what I'm saying. I would say the reason that I flipped is primarily because, as a single black woman, when you at the mall and you look and you see there's a brother with a white girl, there's a brother with an Asian girl, you know what I'm saying? And you constantly looking and you seeing these black men with other women that are not black, I have to say to myself, what is the chances that I'm actually going to find me a black man? If I'm competing with all the women now, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm competing with a black woman now for you. I got to compete with all different nationalities of women for you, and that's like, why do that? Why limit myself to only a black man when a black man is not only limiting himself to me? That's why.
True. I'm with you. Now, I've never. Yeah. Now, if I look back to, like, the third grade, I think I used to have a crush on this boy that was in my third grade class, and he was, like, Hawaiian or something like that.
Girl was girl, yeah.
But as I grew up and when I started dating, I wasn't really attracted to light-skinned men. Like,
let alone
even light-skinned African-American men, I just wasn't
attracted to them. Let alone.
Right, so just breaking. But then there is some men out there that, you know, some Latino men that have darker skin than me. So I can't say that I would never be open to it. It's just that for me, it's an attraction thing. You know what I'm saying? I have to be attracted. To you, and I just have never really been attracted to Caucasian men, light-skinned men, Mexican men. I just haven't been. It's just something about these African-American men that I just love. Like, no matter what they do, I just love my black men.
That's why I say he would have to be, when I tell you this man would have to be so phenomenal in everything that he does, that I would just have to be a fool not to. I mean, he would literally have to, I need to be a queen on a pedestal in his eyes for me to really say I'm going to truly, truly consider this person that's non-African-American as somebody that I want to spend the rest of my life with. Like, because I'm with you. It's just something about a black man that I just, but obviously there's lots of other women that feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but Yeah, I would say I'm open to it, but I'm not out there shopping for it. Let me just put it that way. Yeah,
You know, I mean, it's a touchy subject. And then for me, I mean, just looking at all the stuff, because I have brothers that have dated white women. I've had best friends that were white that only dated black men. Like, I have no problem with it at all. If you find somebody that you love and love and they love you back and they treat you right, I wouldn't care if they were purple. Go for it, because finding true love is already but it is
hard to
then to limit yourself, right? Just to limit yourself down to one race, or, you know, I'm not going to. Me, it's just, like I said, it's an attractor. I just have never been attracted to one. However, if I want to watch one to catch my eye.
Right, you stupid. But let me ask you this, though, because this is the question. This to me is why in 2018 we still having this problem. Black men will date outside they race in a heartbeat. But black women, we don't do it. What is it that black men find attractive about other women that they don't necessarily find attractive in black women? That's what.
Well, you know, the myth about that is that black women we're too hardcore. We're not submissive enough. We don't cater to the men's needs, and other races do. So I don't know if that's the truth, but that's what a lot of stuff, you know, comes back to.
Yeah, so here's what I found, because, you know, I do my research, like, right? It was this article online, and the question was, why do black athletes marry white women, right? And that's a baffling question to me, because, you know, I don't care how much of an athlete you was in college, you had some black girl doing a paper for you in the room. Like, let's not lie. You know she was hooking you up with some stuff. But anyway, so as you read through the article, the answer that was given by a Miami Dolphin player was this, and I don't agree with this, but I'm going to go ahead and read. Most of the sisters were raised in broken homes, and they don't have proper guidance on how they should treat a man. So they mess up a lot in relationships. So here's what my problem is with interracial dating, and it's in that statement right there. I don't care who you date. I don't care what they race are. But you should not put down your own race to justify you dating outside your race. Just say you met somebody, and that's that. That's what I'm saying.
But
you talking about sisters come from broken homes. I grew up with both my parents, so what's your point? Like, that doesn't, that's so disrespectful.
No, I think the ones who have that type of mentality are the ones that the black women don't want.
Yeah,
we don't want you no way, because you're ignorant.
I have come
You're ignorant, and you sound ignorant.
I have come across a black guy before and said, ooh, yeah, they can have you, because I don't.
Right,
you know.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's black man that we don't have a problem at all with allowing another woman of another race to go ahead and take you off our hands. One less fool we got to deal with. Point blank, period.
So it's a little bit more to the statement. So he goes on to say, the biggest difference is white women, he said the white woman knows her position and accepts her role as a woman and lets her man lead.
Did you say? Oh my God! I don't even want to respond. I'm about to take a call because our phone lines are blowing up. You can just imagine how this is going. Phone lines are blowing up, so we're gonna take a few callers and we're gonna get some.
Just to the callers, I was reading it. That is not my opinion. That is what was found on Google. Okay? Just go ahead. Let's take a call.
Caller with the last four digits of 6354. Uh-oh. Let me get this caller. It ain't going live. It ain't let me pull you in. I'm about to pull you. Here it go. Hello. Good evening, caller. You're on with Renita Gray and Ayanna Muhammad. Tonight we're talking about interracial dating. Would you do it or wouldn't you do it?
I would do it. I have never done it, but if the opportunity was to come about before I got married, I probably would have done it. Yes. I don't discriminate. You know, people are people, and if it was real love, I would do it.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I get it.
I absolutely, positively get it. And I don't see this a real way. Look, if it's real love, if you don't treat me right, I'll do it.
Yeah. As I've matured, that's where I'm at with it. And I mean, as women, as black women, we have to understand that as much as we want to love our black men, and you know, if some of them out there are great, there's some of them, if I ever see again, it's going to be a misunderstanding. But if black men aren't looking for us, we can't be sitting here waiting on them to look for us. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is.
That's true. You cannot make nobody want you.
Exactly.
And if
exactly.
they go outside, you cannot just not be dateable. If a black man don't want you, should you just not be dateable? Should I just be by myself because I can't find your black brother?
And as far as those black men that be like, black women aren't submissive and black, first of all, give me something to submit to. Don't be living with your boy and telling me I'm trying to be controlling in my house. You live with your boy.
Or living with your mama.
Right. You know, you want to put your foot down and tell me you ain't submissive. I'm the man in this. Then be the man in this. You know what I'm saying? Don't not be the man and try to be the man. You can't tell me what I can and can't do, and then you ain't even doing what you need to do to provide for me or to take care of me. Be the man if you want to be the man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is, but... Yeah.
Interesting.
It's just interesting that, like you said, we still having this conversation. You got people out there
in 2018.
Yeah, you got people out there mad. And like I say, I don't care who you date. Just, I don't like to run into the brother that if you with a white woman, that's cool. You with her, you happy. But don't have a conversation with me and then try to tell me why you date a white woman because black women don't do A through Z. Don't do that. Just say you didn't meet
her.
Are
you dating her? Right. And then you got everything you have to say about me. You got everything you have to say. I don't like black women because they're sick. Oh, we sick. We eat. We good and sick.
And that can't be it because real talk, it's women out there trying to buy what we got. You know what I'm saying? I'm homegrown over here. You know what I'm saying? Let's be real about that.
Caller. Thank you, caller, for calling in and sharing. I'm going to take another caller because we got callers. Like, people want to chime in on this topic.
Yay.
Our studio is running a little slow.
Mm-mm.
I got to get this caller off the line. I want you to find that article. That's what I want. Caller with the last four digits of 4446.
Hey, good evening, ladies.
Hey, good evening, caller. We got about four more callers on the line waiting.
I'm
going
to keep it short and sweet.
No. Hold on. You know, I want you to get that outlet. I just want to let the callers know that we will get to you. Please continue to listen, and we will get to you, I promise. So don't hang up. We need to hear everybody's story. You, caller, you're on with Ayanna and Renita, and we're talking about interracial dating. Now, tell us about your interracial date. I know you got one.
No, you didn't.
Yes, she did.
She did.
That
she
was low.
Yes, I did. No, I got an interracial stalker.
Oh, no.
I can't do it. I love my black kings. I really do. They are the finest creatures on this planet. They were every woman desires, and I do mean every woman from across the globe desires a black man. I get that. I get it. He's a beautiful creature.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, love is love. If you find love, go for it. I don't care if you're Chinese, Japanese, Puerto Rican, Mexican. I don't care. If you find love, find it. It's harder for us because if we already have black men, like the article you just read, saying we're this, we're that, we're not this, we're not that. Other men are hearing this. Your own men don't want you. Why do we want you?
Exactly.
Sometimes the other man recognizes a queen and a goddess when he sees it, and he treats her as such. Because I know a lot of black women that are married to white men and been married for years, and that man treats her like a queen. And it is good. I desire my black men, but hey, at the end of the day, when I'm waking up by myself, because you on some foolish shit, baby.
That's a powerful statement.
If he looking like Lisa Bonet's husband, baby, I'm gone.
Girl.
Black man what? Black man who? I'm good. Because that man is fine. Even Sean Connery at his age can get it.
Absolutely, yes, he's fine.
Girl, but I can't just do Biff, Matthew, and Josh. I can't do it. That's not my type of guy. But
listen, I'll be honest, though. You let Billy Bob come in here and tell me he going to handle Sally Mae and these student loan payments and this mortgage.
Hello?
Okay. I'm just...
Girl, now, I don't want him to tell no jokes because I be looking at him like, bro, you're corny. I can't do it.
Did you say you don't want him to tell no jokes?
Mm-mm, don't tell no joke, because you're not that funny. I don't get into that Caucasian humor. But,
girl, I ain't going to lie. I love Friends. It's funny to me, but go on.
Yeah. I'm just saying I can't. But I have a quick little story. I know this guy. He exclusively dates white women. He got into an altercation at his job. Now, his girlfriend, she's a white lady. But he calls me. And he on the phone crying. Well, what you crying for?
He's black?
Right, he's black. Because the Mexican guy done called, told the other Mexican guy don't trust them N-words over there. So he got his feelings hurt. So I'm like, well, why are you calling me? Why aren't you calling your girl? Because she wouldn't understand. What? Am I hearing you correctly? But this is what you chose to do. So she's going to have to take you for the good, bad, and the ugly. You know, what
and
you
the
crying
and everything else.
Yeah, all the crying. What you calling the black woman for? Because we understand your struggle, but she don't? No, bro, go back over there, call her. Maybe she will. Maybe she will understand. Maybe she won't. I don't know. But at the end of the day, your mother's black, your grandmother's black, your aunties, your sisters. They're black women.
Okay.
And I take offense to men like the athlete saying the things that he said about black women. I have a problem with that because you was raised by a black woman. Maybe you wasn't raised, but at the end of the day, bro, you're black. You're black.
Right. Now, see, here's the thing. When they start talking about down-talking the black women, and I'm thinking if something happened in your life, maybe the relationship that you had with your mom wasn't the best.
Yeah.
Something had happened in your life for you to downplay black women if you were raised by a black woman. That's
correct.
Contact you come into pretty much with a woman. The mother should be the one that's teaching a man how to love another woman. We have a natural, black women have been carrying stuff on their shoulders for years. We have a nurturing spirit out of this world. So if you can't find you a black woman and you got to put them down and go to a white woman to get nurturing, it's something that traumatized the hell out of you. And yo,
what's wrong with you?
Because that's not understandable. Like, I'll never understand that. And we might need to do a part two or take this inside the studio and bring people in, Ayanna, on this subject.
One more thing, ladies. Now, you know there's a show now called Tyrone for Love where all these black women flew to.
I heard about it.
Can I tell you, Rome was about to be the new black woman's tourist trap.
Listen, don't fall for it. Listen, okay. For those that don't know, let me break it down. there's this love expert that takes five black women from the ages of 25 to 51, and she takes them to Rome, Italy. And she talks to them and takes them around the city, and she helps them find love in Rome. Listen, that's a setup, okay? Let me tell you why I think that's a setup, and that show is about to drive me crazy. You have basically took one cheeseburger in a room full of starving people, and then they don't even eat meat. Like, this is ridiculous. You got five black women. Of course everybody's going to be looking at them because they like, where do these black women come from? It's Rome, Italy. We not over there. Ain't no hair salon and no nail shops in there. I mean,
oh,
like,
my gosh.
It's like I was watching this, and I was in awe of the fact that these black women are over there feeling so confident, and they're feeling so like, oh, my God, I feel like a superstar. I feel like, yes, because you have cameras following you around.
And one turned into a whole pot. She turned into a pot.
And not even overnight into a thot. She landed at 11 with a thot by noon. I was like, oh, my God. What is happening? Yeah. I can't with these people. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Y'all are
so
a mess. I'm going to put you back in queue because we got to pay some
thank
bills.
Thank you, ladies.
And then you're welcome, and thank you for sharing your story and calling in. I'm going to put you back in queue so you can continue to listen, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Man,
hey,
oh,
Anna.
Man.
Yes. Y'all, and that I heard about that movie. Let's pay some bills, and we got to hurry up and get back on this topic because, woof, hold
yes,
on.
Lord. Let's do it.
Did you know that most alarm companies call the police after the break-in? And most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. when most people are not at home. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. So why not be proactive? Get a Digital Guard Wireless HD Home Camera and Monitoring System that can start as low as $684. Or you could lease a Digital Guard HD Wireless Home Camera and Monitoring System with no credit check for $50 a month. You'd only need a $275 deposit, and that's going to last you for 14 months. So call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code IANA.
Oh, my goodness. We back.
Oh, my
like
goodness.
Back like we never
huh?
left. I said we back like we never left. Yeah, these black women
yes,
are about to be a situation. I'm not going to lie, it's a reality TV show. Will I watch it? Absolutely, yes. Am I offended by it? Absolutely, yes.
I mean,
but I know why they
I don't
want
to have to go to Rome to find love. If I have to
but
go,
see, here's
go
the thing.
To find me a man, I don't want no man. I don't, no.
So in my research for the show tonight, and when it comes to interracial relationships and African Americans being in them, 73% of all interracial relationships that are African American or white, the husband's African American. That's 73%. So when you look at it statistically, it states black men are far, far ahead of black women in dating outside of their race. So now, with this show, they trying to get us to catch up by putting these women in Italy. I don't really know. I don't really get it. But I can't take it, man. Like, you just shouldn't have to travel to the other side of the world to find love. Like, to feel. And the reason the love expert, the word she used is that black women are exotic over there. See, we're not exotic over here because we're typical. It's regular. Like, you see us every day. But over there, they're considered exotic. And so all of these Italian men are like, ooh, she's attractive. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you really got to go way over there to find somebody? Like, we don't even speak the same language.
I mean, that's
ooh,
what
ooh.
They're putting out there. That's what they're putting out there.
Oh, my goodness.
Or you really
no
have to go on The Bachelorette, because, you know, The Bachelorette, she's a little black girl dating all white men. I think she probably had two black men on the show dating. But anywho, we're going to take another caller because people trying to get in on this topic, Ayanna.
Let's do it.
Caller with the last four of 4054.
Hi.
How you
hey, good evening. How are you?
I'm great. Hi, Renita.
You're
this is your cousin. This is your cousin. Can you hear me,
cousin?
Yeah, we can hear you, cousin.
Yeah. Laverne.
Hey.
Hey, boo. So.
How are you?
I'm good.
Tell me. Now, you done dated. Look, tell me something I know.
Well, no, I didn't. I mean, I have, but not really. You know, your cousin dated outside of. So it made me biased toward interracial relationships because it wrecked my marriage.
Oh.
Okay.
The plot thickens. Okay.
It's real. It got real thick in here.
So,
yes.
You know, for me, I'm biased, but I do want a white man on my team. I won't lie. It's always good to have one in the pocket.
Elaborate.
I want to bust the myths wide open. So Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, for me, you know, I tried to be this person. I never was going to be. I was never going to be white. I love who I am as a woman, as a person. And, you know, I realized within the marriage years later that it wasn't me, it was him. You know, nothing I did was good enough. You know, having his children wasn't good enough. It was just like trying to be white wasn't good enough. Why, I don't know. Just in a marriage, I guess, as a woman, we kind of turn into what our husbands want or try to, and it's not necessarily what they want for real.
Oh, maybe it's they don't even know what they want. So you're trying to become what you think he wants, but he don't even really know what he wants, clearly.
Pretty much. But, you know, it's like sometimes when they get what they think they want, it's still not enough. Because if it was, you wouldn't have so much animosity and so much hatred towards a woman that you was married to for 15 years and then who gave you your first son and your first daughter. So, to me, you know, it's a bigger picture somewhere in there. And what that picture is, I have no idea.
Let me ask you this. You said it wrecked your marriage. So did you see any sign, like was he acting a certain way? If y'all got around a certain group of people, did he change his persona? Like, did you get any signs that, oh, you know what, not necessarily that he's dating someone else, but that he's dating someone outside of his race. Was he to the point where he's trying to be white or, okay.
I don't know if I'm going to say he was trying to be white. He was who he was because, to me, that's how his mom raised him. You know, she's her own. He just like his mom. Leave it at that. But anytime he did cheat, most of the time is with a white woman because he felt like I would never find out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And being from a small town, and at the time that we got together, interracial dating wasn't really the thing to do. So you get with the next best thing, you know. It wasn't like there was a whole bunch of different black females there that was like potential. So, you know, to me, it was like he felt like, okay, I got the best thing I can have coming from where we came from. And once he finally got the nerve to really start dating interracial and not care what his parents think, that's what he did.
Oh, wow.
Well, and yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say.
You never really know when you find men that step away from their wife or just started dating, period. Like, I'm not dating any more African-American women, if it is an African-American man. You have that has been dating or married to a black woman. You have to sit back and think, like, damn, like, what happened? You know what I'm saying? Like, what would make you go?
But that's a lot of that. I think that has a lot to do with self-hatred, though. Like, if I have to be honest, it goes with, if you think about it, if I have to put you down, that's obviously I'm putting you down to make myself feel better.
So, feel better.
So when you, and that's why I say I don't have a problem with men dating outside of, black men dating outside of their race. But when you say, oh, I only date outside my race, it's like, what problem do you have with your race? What problem do you have with, I mean, when you look in the mirror, you black. When you go to your family reunion, your mama, your aunties, your sisters, you got some cousins. Them all black women. You hating all of them, too? Like, what is the problem?
Right.
So that,
right.
That to me, internal, that's something to do with you. When you have that much, like, oh, I don't, and I've met guys like this, oh, I don't date black women at all. I stopped dating black women because of blah, blah. I'm like, what?
So you put all black women in a category because you had a messed up issue with one or two of them, or maybe even three. So do y'all know how this world would be? It would be nobody dating inside their own race if we use that basis to go off of why we don't date anybody in our race.
Yes.
Black men have been dogging black women forever. We said, look, if I'm not going to date black men anymore because the last four black men that I dated cheated on me.
You be like, so you just, at this point, you ain't even dating men no more. You went through
right, you just done gave up.
Right, you just like, I don't even date. I don't date. Yeah, you know. But you can't do that. So, yeah, that's when I have a problem with it, me personally. Don't
put it crazy.
You know, and I even took it to the point where I told my son, you know, if you date outside of your race, you know, if you date a white woman, yeah, you might want to take her to your daddy house because she's not welcome here as your date or woman. Yeah, and it may have been wrong, but that's just how I felt. Just at the time.
Well, I mean, I could just imagine. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you go through stuff like that, I would get bitter. My husband came home and it's like, look, I'm done. I'm dating her over here and I want a divorce because if we finna go get married, I'll be like,
what?
Ready to probably fight every white woman that I see. Just because, like, and him too, like, you gonna get it first. You gonna get it first. I'm gonna give it to him first.
But I couldn't get bitter because I still have to be a strong black woman for my kids. You know, I still have to be the example to show them that it doesn't matter what you go through. In the end, this is what you have. This is what you're left with. And this is what you build on. May not always be peaches and roses, but can still be something wonderful. It can still be something beautiful.
True. Well, all right.
That's true.
You said I was.
Well,
I
thank
was
you. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story. I hope you continue to listen.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Y'all need to do.
Wait a minute. I'm going to pull you back on. You didn't get the hello?
Got some good stuff on that.
We need to do what?
The
down low. Brothers on the down low. Oh, yeah. We do need to do it. You know what? You're about the third or fourth person. We got an email through the email bag that said that same thing, too. So that may be something we have to do before we start our new series. We're going to go into, we got one or two more things, so we might have to add a third one before we go into the series. But we've been doing this relationship series since September, and it gets hotter and hotter and hotter every week.
I know. It's like, man.
It's like we can't get away from
issues
that happen in a relationship. We try, and we get pulled back in. So this may be a third week of something because you're right. You're absolutely right. Somebody else had hit us up. We got a few topics on that. hitting us up. So, Ayana,
I'm
gotta add that to the list. We keep going. I have to stretch on out into the middle of February on this thing here.
Listen, man.
Hot topic.
Well, thank you. Thank you, caller.
Thank
you. That's a hot topic. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Love you.
Love you too. But yeah, oh, now how would, now just put yourself in the shoes of Laverne, who's been with her husband for years, over a decade, and now he's cheating on you with someone of another race. I could just imagine how that would make you bitter. And it's not even just with another woman. You stepped outside of your race and
right.
you dated. So now, not only, like, what are you doing?
Right. Because, I mean, naturally as women, if a man cheats, the first thing you'd be like, what, you know, I think it's natural. You'd be like, what was it about me? You know, and then you want to know, well, what is it about her? And then you like, wait a minute, wait. It's a white woman. You'd be like, what? Say what now? You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah.
I completely understand and see her feeling that way. Like, you can't change that. Like, that's, oh, my goodness. This topic ain't going to never go away. We're going to be like,
so we got to do a number two. I want to bring in men and women of all races and all colors and creep and do a live show at the studio on this one. Because this 1 hour is just not enough. I got to pick up another phone line because if I don't, I'm going to lose the power. And I want to make sure everybody gets a chance. Caller with the last 4 digits of 6218. Bring them on. Hello?
Hello, ladies. How y'all doing?
We're doing fine. How are you? We got man, Ayana. Uh-oh.
I know. Right.
Anyway,
hey, Ayana. How's it going?
What's going on?
How's it going?
Yeah. I've been listening to the show. This is my second time listening. I appreciate what y'all are doing. It's a good show.
Thank you.
Frankly, I mean, I took some notes down, but there's no way I could cover all of what I've heard here. I'll say this, and I'll probably speak for a few different groups of guys, and then maybe I'll open it to a question or two from you guys, if you don't mind me kind of flipping the format a little bit. So one, I can say that most black men that I know, they're not lusting over white women, and white women in particular. So I feel like there's a lot of myth behind that. You know, white women does happen, but I just don't know many men that I've come across over my adult life that are like, oh, I only date white women, or that's what I'm after. Does it happen? Absolutely. Is that what they're looking for in particular? That's just kind of not been my experience as a man. But what I will say is, I think I may have lightweight sparked this in a different conversation elsewhere, is personally speaking for myself, I don't date American women, period. Almost period.
Whoa.
For the most part, period. And it doesn't matter if they're black, white, whatever. If they were born here, I'm probably not messing with them.
Okay.
And a lot of that has to do with what the Western lifestyle is. I have friends that have left this country to go live in other countries because of the way things happen here. And it is very skewed. It's very it doesn't lend itself to men being men. So when we have that conversation, or I listen to ladies talk about men being a man, you know, man being a man and doing what he's supposed to do, and I don't disagree with you guys on that, but a lot of what happens here kind of thwarts that and makes it where it's difficult to be a man and stand up and do the things that you're supposed to do. But that being said, so, you know, I know a lot of guys, so they go overseas, they go other places because they have the money, they have the expendable cash to do that. And You know, so if you want to stack on, and we have a lot of conversation within the African-American community about, you know, the amount of guys that are in jail, the amount of guys that are dateable and have a bunch of children, et cetera, et cetera. I've done the mathematics, and I'm not going to try to do the mathematics here, but at the end of the day, what ends up happening now is there's a whole nother movement that's happening. I'm going to tell you straight up, and to your audience as well. There are a significant number of black men who are capable of finding melanated love, and whether they're African, you know, African descent or, you know, native descent of whatever country, that are just going to go do that because doing it here is not working. Period. End of story. It's just not working.
Yeah, but okay. But why you say you don't date American women at all? So you feel like, what is it about an American woman? First of all, where exactly are you from? Just need to get that clear, because obviously you're from America. But
I am from America, born in Boston, raised in Los Angeles.
Okay, so okay. Born in Boston, raised in Los Angeles, and through your travels, you have basically decided that that all the women in America are nuts.
No, just not worth it. Just not worth it.
Okay, so it's
I don't really mean to sound condescending. That is not what I'm. But it's just, you know, you have, you know, divorce support, child support, all of that. It becomes a thing. It becomes a thing. And a man who is about it really should think about that, right?
No, I just want to make sure I'm understanding it. You know what I'm saying? Like I can respect it, but when you kind of lump
put all the women in a bucket.
Yes, and you saying basically the women in this bucket right here, yeah, no, nah, they're not even worth my time, or they're not even worth the aggravation or whatever it is that you feel that you get from them. It's just not worth the going through, and that's what I'm trying to make sure I understand.
I say it's not a lot different than the experience that I think a lot of sisters go through. How many dirt rocks are you going to crush trying to find a diamond? Right, at some point you just stop, right? You just stop, and especially if you find what you're looking for elsewhere, right?
That's true. But I can say though, as a woman, as frustrating as it is to be single, and you know you're dating, you get to the point to where I don't even want to deal with it no more. Like it's too much. But
right.
I don't see me. I've never said it's too much. It has to be all these American men. Let me go to Rome, Italy. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's just, to me, it's just either it becomes too much or, you know, and you take a break away from it. But at some point, even in that, I can't say every black man that I've dated, all black men are dogs. So I'm no longer going to date black men because they're all dogs. And that's not a true statement. You see what I'm saying?
I'm still trying to pick my jaw up off the ground. I'm going to chime in a second when I get off my pairing.
All your thoughts together.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a fan of the diaspora. So if sisters want to go to Africa and find a man, great. If you want to go to, there are plenty of places south of the United States border where you can find melanated men. I personally, I don't know what anybody else thinks about it. I don't care. You know, I don't care if you date white women personally. It doesn't matter to me. But I'm saying if what you're looking at,
you ain't
what
you're
looking
at.
You know, I've checked out, right? I'm good. But I'm saying that I don't disagree with sisters going to Jamaica. Stella got a groove back. And I'm not even mad at that. I'm not mad at that. But what I'm saying is that. Is that here's the thing. Here's what happens is there's a lot of sisters running around here thinking that they have the market cornered because that they're American sisters. And what I'm saying is that there are sisters, I can go many places and see sisters, my complexion, I'm very chocolate, and I can go my complexion and speak, yo hablo español porque quiero hablar con gente desde otro país. I can do that. I wanted to do that because I know that there's more than just the English speaking, the post-colonialism. Let's see, I'm not going to do that. But You know what I'm saying? That there was more to it than that. And I could go meet people that are my complexion, same, came off of a different boat or got dropped off before my ancestors did, and do, so the market's not cornered. And the culture is different. And the way they treat a man is different.
So, first of all, before I say anything else, Renita, you okay over there?
I'm trying to get my thoughts together, but I do have a question before, okay, because we have a few callers, and then we gotta pay some more bills. But let me ask you this before I put you back in queue. First off, I want to say thank you for listening to our show. It's very rare that we do get males that call in to give us their perspective on some of our topics. So I want to say that I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate you sharing your story with us. Now, the only question that I have for you is, because I know that you probably dated American women in the past, what happened, and at what point in your life did you say, you know what, no more, I don't want none of y'all, I don't care if you're white, black, Asian, if you were American-born, I'm not dealing with you. Did something happen to make you come up with this, or is it just something that you groomed yourself into?
No, I went overseas. And I got to see women that didn't walk into a conversation with me or anything with entitlement. They didn't come with immediate expectation. Well, they did, but it was much more traditional. It was, you know, you're a man, you know, you do man stuff. That means, you know what I mean, you set the date for the date, and I'm expected to pay, and that's fine. But I was going to get a certain amount of respect for doing what I needed to do, and I found that, you know, when I contrasted that with what I was getting in the United States, and I was getting a whole lot of resistance in places where it wasn't necessary. And I said, you know what, I'm busy. I got other things to do. I'm not interested in that.
Well, I don't want to speak for all American women, so I'm just going to speak for myself here. You can always buy me dinner. I don't never have no problem with that.
Yanni, I got you. You know I got you. I got you, Yanni. You know.
I'm just going to be honest with that. But, I mean, and granted, I can respect that and I can understand it. But here's what I have I'll say my concern about it is, you, when you come across women that you feel are not respecting you correctly, right? Like you dated American women, you felt like you weren't getting your respect. Then you go overseas, and now you date someone overseas and you're feeling like you're getting your respect. What I would question in that is, what did you do differently within yourself that when you went overseas you were getting that respect? Because sometimes we don't realize that we've made personal changes within ourselves, that maybe you weren't putting that vibe out to the women that you were dating here, and you put that vibe out to the women that you were dating overseas, and that's why you got a different result.
So, you know, so speaking for myself, one, I'm consistent, and two, like I said, I didn't have any frame of reference when I had that experience. I had no frame of reference. I didn't know what to expect. So I just did what I normally do. So I didn't, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't go in there like, oh, if I do this, then I'm going to get that. I just did what I normally did, and I got a different result. And like they say, you keep doing the same things and keep getting the same results. Expecting something different, you're insane. You know.
Right. And I mean, it makes sense, but I still gotta stand on it. If I've gone out with three guys and I'm feeling like all three of these guys is trying to disrespect me, when I go out with that fourth guy, I might have a different attitude because I'm thinking they're going to treat me the same way the other three did. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not putting out a positive vibe to get a different result. Now I'm putting out a negative vibe, so I'm going to get that same negative result that I've been getting as opposed to changing within myself.
Exactly. So basically what you're saying is that I was doing positive stuff, and I wasn't getting positive results before, but I went somewhere else and I got positive results. But what I will say, if I could say one last thing, is I challenge ladies, if you want to go out there, go taste it, go see white men, Asian dudes, Hispanics, go do it. I mean, I think that most brothers that are doing something are not going to begrudge y'all doing that. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to begrudge y'all for doing it.
I got you. So, look, if we have a part two, we'll definitely have to bring you back for the part two. But
definitely got to bring you back because it's very rare that I get stuck with my mouth wide open and my chin on the floor. And I can't know. That's happened about 3 times in the last year because we've been on for a year now.
Yeah.
That. But today was definitely one of those days you really put a shock factor in my life, like zapped me real quick. I was stunned, I must say, but I do appreciate everything that you said, and thank you for calling. I'm going to put you back in queue, and I hope you continue to listen to the show.
All right, ladies, keep it up.
Thank you. Let's get another caller.
We got to pay a bill, then we got to take a caller for about a minute, and we got to talk about next week's show. Going to pay a bill. Hold on, y'all.
All alarm companies call the police after a break-in. Most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. Be proactive. Get a Digital Guard Wireless HD home camera system and monitoring. Systems start as low as $684.63, or you can lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera system with no credit check for only $50 a month with $275 down for 14 months. Call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Renita, because what you can't see will hurt you.
Okay, y'all. So y'all know tonight's show is sponsored by Digital Guard, and our item of the week is the Mace Pepper Gun. Y'all seen that? If y'all go out to www.preventhomecrimes.com, you'll see that brand new little Mace Pepper Gun. It's about 6 inches in length. It streams the mace about 20 feet, has bright LED lights. It's refillable. Call in or go in and order this online and save 20% at checkout. Make sure you use the promo code Against All Odds and get you some self-defense products. Ayana.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to pull in. We only got time for one more caller. So, caller, you make it short, sweet, and to the point. But we, Lord, tonight's show, lines been jumping. Caller with the last four of 9181.
Hey,
good evening, caller. Sorry, thank you for holding on the line for us tonight. We're talking about interracial dating. You got you some little swirl in your cup.
Well, I just want to say that I love men, period. So, I mean, if I'm attracted to you and you're attracted to me and we vibing like that, it really doesn't matter as far as color goes. I have dated a white guy in the past, and I have dated out of my, I guess, I don't know. To me, like, if I date an African, I really don't consider that out of my race. He's just, he's black, but he just has an accent. So I just feel like, you know, I date what I'm feeling
at that
time.
You date
what
you like.
I really have a preference. So... Yeah.
Now let me ask you this, caller. Since you date, you're interracial dating. Like you do it all. Don't matter. Mm-hmm. Have you found out one race that treats you better than the other, or are they all pretty much the same?
I don't know. I would probably say like African brothers probably come on real strong. Like they are loving and kind, and they will cater to you. So that's probably, like, right now, that's probably my thing right now. Like, that's what I probably am more into at this point where I'm at in my life.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you help us close the show because we got about 1 minute left. I want to give a shout-out to the other radio host on the show, Nicole Lee, every Sunday with Healthy 365. Dwayne Abernathy, every Monday with Moving Forward. Next week, we will be talking about women in debt. regardless of how you got there, if you were helping your boyfriend out of jail or whatever, however you got in debt, we're going to be talking about women in debt, and we're going to give you some tips on getting out of debt. That's next Thursday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to thank everybody for listening to us tonight. We appreciate it. Hope you continue to listen. We're celebrating 1 year in this thing, Ayanna.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, we are.
A whole year. So tune in next week. Tune in next week, everybody, 8 p.m. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are... What is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard remote monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.